We are in the Gemara Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of the Perek. Amar Leh at the end of the line. Amar Leh Ravina L'Rava. Ravina said to Rava, Hamazaki get L'Ishta B'mochim K'tata. If somebody is fighting with his wife, and he's finally had enough, and she's in Florida, and he's in New York, and he finally had it. They're fighting like cats and dogs, and he gives her a get, and he asks somebody to please accept the get for her. Now, they're not getting along. So the question is it beneficial for his wife to get divorced, or is it not beneficial for his wife to get divorced? Do we say, even this looks tough about day? There's a fight, and it doesn't mean just one fight. They're fighting, Chosila. Iduma, or maybe, Nicha de Gufa Adavla. Having a husband is still worth it for her. Meaning, the fact that she still has somebody to have Nicha de Gufa seems to sound like physical relationship. That's what it seems to sound like. The bottom line, he's still her husband. Tashima Adamir Rishlakis.
What happened to the part that she'll get a Gufa?
Again. We're talking about a regular lady. You don't know. She's fighting with her husband. Is it beneficial for her to get divorced, or would she rather be married? That's the question. What's it got to do with the ksuba? No. Support is better for a ksuba. A woman doesn't want to get divorced. It's only because they're fighting. Even though she can get ksuba, she'd rather stay married. He's supporting her. It is better to be two bodies than to be alone. Every woman wants a husband. Abaye Amar, and these are all the same sayings that get the message across. The Shumshin Agavra, a woman whose husband is an ant, low-class person, she can still put her chair near the Chashiva ladies. She's married. She's Mrs. So-and-so. Even though her husband is a low-class guy, but she's Mrs. A Mrs. feels like a Mrs. And she can sit with other Mrs.'s at the table. Whereas once she's divorced, she loses that status. Rabba Amar the Nafsa Gavra, her husband is a wool comber, which is a low job. Tikri Basifa Baba, the Tesev. She still calls him to sit outside on the stoop with her. Still a husband. Ravashi Amar, the Kulsa Gavra, even if he has a Shaila Psulim is Mishpacha, she'll go without lentils. She's willing to give up on good food just to have a husband. Tana, however, we learned the Kula Mazanas with Tellus Babalayim. These women who want a husband that's not worth much, Lemaisa, it's a way that they can fulfill their physical needs with others and then say, well, I have a husband, so I'm pregnant for my husband. So the Gemara is saying, yes, they all want to be married, but not always for the right reason. But you can't say that it's good for a woman to be divorced. Even though by Yavam we had a Shaila, but without a Yavam in the picture, Stam, we assume that it's a woman does not want to get divorced unless she says, I want a divorce.
Yeah, but the relationship with her husband.
Again, there are different sayings here. That's with a regular guy. And then the Gemara discusses low class. Rashi Tandu Gufum Shnayim Koldu Baal, any kind of husband. The Shum Shinagavra. The Rashi Baal Gutz Kinamala. He's a midget like an ant. It doesn't mean physically. Of course the Bechar Sirami Magzekasatmikinasua, she's still married. When it sent us kisa, she puts her chair, Aitu Khashuvais, Khairai Saaret, the Khush Khashivalan, the free ones. The Napsam Nasam Wasam Napit Semri comes womb. The Kulsa Gavra Shemet Psul Mishpacha, he has some Psul Mishpacha, Tavuchi Adashim Shumachu Kau. The Ain't Concern Tiskel Kap, it doesn't even cost that much. Ain't the Shemet Mishpacha, you won't bother her husband for it. Ach Yikrish Mayala, as long as he calls her his wife. She needs a husband. Now Tysus learns Kulsa means he sells cabbage. Hadra Lachi Shishalom, Hadra Lachi Shishalom, Hadra Lachi Shishalom. Zok the Heilig Mishnah Weiter. Okay, a woman, her husband, and her co-wife, went to a faraway country. So here is Reuven married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel stayed behind, and Reuben and Leah went to faraway country. There were no children from either, meaning Reuben had no children. He's now with his wife, country, and she has no access. And the question is, does she have to worry that her co-wife had a child? If she hears that her husband died, an aide came and told her her husband died. Two aides came and told her husband died. It's not a question that he died or not. Question is, did she have Yibum? Does she have Chalitza? What happens to her? What do you do with this woman? She has no idea whether her husband had a child or not. She cannot get married because she might need Yibum. She cannot get Yibum. She has to find out whether her co-wife either had a child or was pregnant at the time of her husband's death. Now, Rashi points out, let her get chalitza and get married. Mamanoshech. If there was a child, the chalitza is worthless. If there was no child, so she got chalitza. Why is it like she has stuck? Why is she stuck? That's Rashi's going to speak out, that the Gemara will ask the question. Rashi? Her husband left without children. The Gemara Parach, why doesn't she get married? And get married. The Gemara will talk about it. He tzarasa. The Gemara actually is pointing out, what does it mean, Shema Mubaris, he tzarasa? Shema Mubaris tzarasa. What's the word he? So Rashi, the Gemara, Mefarish, the Gemara. That's case one in the Mishnah. Case two in the Mishnah. Haisulach Hamais. The woman had a mother-in-law who had no other children. So here's Reuven, married to Rachel. Right, only one wife, and Reuven's mother is with her father, with his father somewhere, and now we hear Reuven died, and we have no idea whether his mother had another child. She doesn't know, is there a Yabam in the world or not? Yeah, obviously, she's not 65, right? She's childbearing age. We have no idea. She doesn't have to worry that perhaps her mother-in-law had a son. And that's because, A, maybe her mother-in-law didn't get pregnant. And even if she did, it could have been a girl, and a girl wouldn't affect, and it could have been a miscarriage. So Rav tells us he has nothing to worry about. Whereas by her tzara, it's different. Because by her tzara, a girl or boy makes no difference. By her mother-in-law, it has to be that her mother-in-law had a boy. It limits the possibility. Rashi, Ishla Chamas Mdinas Hayam, she has a mother-in-law in a faraway country, she had a law ben. And when father-in-law and mother-in-law left town, there was no son. Then Yabam was there, he had no Yabam. Enuch HaShesh HaShem HaNitin Lo Yabam. Av Agav D'Chashin HaLeo Shem HaYol D'Tzara. In the case before, we said the co-wife might have had a kid, right? We were afraid of that. We said she can't get married, or she can't get Yibum. Why over here are we not worried? There it doesn't make a difference whether it was a male or female. There won't be Yibum. The mother-in-law, the Inam Yolda, even if she did give birth, it wouldn't affect this woman unless my mother-in-law had a boy. That's like a double chash. Maybe she gave birth, and if she gave birth, it was a boy. So therefore, she doesn't have to worry, and she can have no Yibum. There's no Yibum. She can get married. That's what the Mishnah said. Case number three. Yatsa Malaya. Her mother-in-law left pregnant. Her mother-in-law left pregnant. So now, her mother-in-law is pregnant. Right? And the question is, can she get married? So Reuven is married to Rachel. And Reuven's mother and her father left town, and her mother, Reuven's mother, was pregnant. And now she heard that Reuven died. Does she have to be afraid of a Yavam? Her mother-in-law was pregnant. Dr. Mishnah Cheshesh, she has to worry for a Yavam. And Rabbi Shua, I made the Cheshesh. And Rabbi Shua says she does not. Now the reason for Rabbi Shua is clear, because 50% boys, 50% girls, there's a miyut of nepho, so therefore it becomes 51.49 or 52.48. And Rav says there was no yavam. She can rely on Rav. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. The question is, why does Rabbanan this? Why does the Tana Kama disagree? Rabbi Yeshua is saying great logic. She's pregnant, but there's a, let's say, a 4% chance that the baby is a miscarriage. That leaves 96% and 48-48. So it's 52-48 whether the baby's a boy or not. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. Why does the Rabbanan argue? As does the Rabbanan argue, again, there's many terutzim in the Rishayim. So whatever I'll say, there's other terutzim, is that the woman was already full term. She was left pregnant full term. And the chshash nepho, according to the Tana Kama, is not a real chshash once you're that far in pregnancy. Doesn't consider that part of the equation. Whereas if a woman is in an earlier stage of pregnancy, then it is a problem. But Rabbi Yeshua says, at any stage in a pregnancy, there's still a percentage of that, and therefore that makes the right. You don't know, you might never find out. See, the email might go down. I didn't hear what you just said. Why? I don't know. Somebody just told me they did a study in Lakewood, and there's more boys being born than, I'm sorry, more girls being born than boys. That's what they said, right? There are more boys. Again, the Gemara always assumes it's 50-50.
So let's say it's 50-50, okay? You mean to tell me that not, there's no case that they feel that's not enough to make it even a percent?
That's, again, this is the caution that we try to have on the Tana Kama. Why isn't Rabbi Yeshua right?
Right.
So I'm giving you one of the answers that I believe it's the Rashba's answer. There's different answers. I think the Rashba's answer is that she's at a stage of pregnancy that the chance of nepho becomes minute and therefore not considered, according to the Tana Kama. Rashi. There are other terutzim. I don't know what Archko says as a teretz. I'm sure he has a teretz. I don't know what Archko's teretz is. I think this is the Rashba's teretz, what I just said. Rashi. She was pregnant. Perhaps it was a miscarriage. That was maybe a girl.
No, he.
You're. I don't know how your mind. I just can't figure this out. I can't.
Oh, what did he say?
What did he say? What did he say? Nothing. You missed the pre-share. He's continuing his pre-share conversation. Did he say chat?
I can't. Number six, maybe.
It's just wrong. Again, it's a machlokes rishayim. I don't know what chat he brings. Okay, don't think about it. My heat sarasa.
How about if she left?
I don't know what term means. Again, I'm not going to comment because they just say Malaya. She's not just a Malaya. They call her Malaya. I mean, the Gemara says Malaya. They say Malaya means close to birth. I don't know what point.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So I don't know what month that would be.
That'd be nice.
There are women that give birth in the seventh, so I don't want to answer that question. Something in my right. Just unbelievable. My heat sarasa. What does it mean? What's the he? Something Gemara. No, she knows that she's pregnant or not. Her husband left them dinat ayam 5 years ago with his wife. With her co-wife. Zakti Gemara Mahi Tsarasa Kamashma Lahatsar of the Khashinan, Avalatsar Akhwita Khashinan. You don't have to be afraid that he married another woman. Her husband left town to China 5 years ago. He was married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel stayed behind, and Leah and her husband are in China. And now she hears that her husband died, and she also hears that Leah was not pregnant. No children. Somebody said, well, maybe he married somebody else while he was there. No, he was there. He could have married another woman. And if he married another woman, maybe she's pregnant. Now, she doesn't even know the other woman exists. So, the Mishnah, she doesn't have to worry about this tzara. She has to know about this tzara, whether she's pregnant or not. She doesn't have to worry about a different tzara that we don't know about.
The time that the husband died, was there, sure, if we were saying that maybe a birth happened?
Again. Reuven left town with Leah. They moved to China in year 2016. She gets a message in year 2021 that Reuven passed away. Reuven had no children in 2016, but he went with his 25-year-old wife, Leah, to China. And now, 5 years later, she hears that her husband died. So she wants to have Yibum. Her husband had no children. But then again, maybe he got a child when he was in China. He was married to Leah. Zuk the Mishnah, she has to find out whether Leah had children or not. Till then, she cannot get married, nor can she have Yibum.
Ever got pregnant before, I mean, ever before
China. Exactly.
By 2021.
Now, Zuk the Gemara, why does it say Shemun Mubarak, he, Tsarasa? What's the word he? Dr. Gemara, because somebody else can say, maybe Leah didn't have any children, but maybe Reuven married Sprinza in China. And therefore, if he married Sprinza, he's another one. And maybe he married Sprinza and some Chinese name. I don't know. There it is. Dr. Mishnah, you don't have to worry about that. You only have to worry about the wife. You don't have to worry about an other wife.
It has to be a Jewish
child. Obviously. There can be Jews in China. Rashi. Tzarach viti imbo edem she'ein tzarosim uberes ein ucheshesh shem isha keres nasa umateres liyavim she's mutter to the evil. The dig is in the word he. You don't have to worry about maybe she, the tzara, is pregnant. But the she. Only that woman is in the chash. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Okay. Now, Frek the Gemara Akasha. Here is this woman again, Rachel. Her husband and Leah went to China. She hears her husband died. So the Mishnah says she can't get married, nor can she have Yibum, until she knows what Leah, whether Leah bore a child or not. I can understand why we don't allow Yibum. Dilma Ma'abra, but she might get pregnant. Maybe she was pregnant, Leah. Pregnant is saying she was pregnant, either had a child or will have a child. Doesn't make a difference. Meaning, at the time Reuven died, Leah might have been pregnant or had a child beforehand. Then the Kapoga Beishas Achdoraita. Then whoever is marrying this Rachel, whoever's doing Yibum, would be doing Yibum when there's no mitzvah. And if there's no mitzvah, it's Isra Shasach. So we can't let Yibum. We don't know Leah's status. Ella, Loitinasi Amai. Why can't she get married? Let her just, forget about Chalitza. Let her just get married. What are you afraid of? Maybe Leah didn't have a child? Halachach Arayv Nashim. Arayv Nashim is Abbas the eldest. Most women have children. When Reuven goes with Leah, you can say a majority of men and women in that situation have children. They're in childbearing years. Majority of women in childbearing years who have a husband have children. And therefore, why can't we assume Rive that she had children and let her get married? You go by Rive. You don't know, go by Rive.
At the time that they went, there was nothing.
Right.
So the chazaka is...
There's no chazaka. Yeah, the chazaka is just for Yibum. Correct.
Okay.
Right, even stronger than chazaka. The right. Majority tells us that she had a child.
How Let's say they were married for 10 years and didn't have any children. Who says that? Why should Roe?
Didn't have it yet.
Right. I mean, the Roe. Who says? Because
first of all, the Mishnah is not talking about how long they were married.
Right, but could be.
Again, the Gemara is asking Akasha. Most women in childbearing years that have a husband who lives with them have children.
So we're going to let Mater Lushuk.
The Mater Lushuk, based on right. Again, you're assuming, now you're making a case. You're saying they have to be married for X amount of years. What?
Most families, that they
might get pregnant in the first year. Maybe, and if not, they don't get pregnant in the second year or the third year.
Your robe is, this is not a standard part of the robe. You already have a precedent that hasn't happened.
Again, you're making assumptions that the time took her out of the regular. It says any time that a husband left with a wife. This is the halacha.
Have two wives, and when the first one, when one of the wives left, there haven't been any kids.
Okay, but most people end up having children. Zog to Gemara, emphasis to Gemara, Lema Remeiri. L'chayra, let us say it's going like Remeir, the Chayish L'miyuta. This is the machloikas. Whether we take into account a minority and don't go by majority. Remeir holds that minority and majority, you try to go chayish to minority. And therefore, minority of women don't have children. And therefore, you cannot pass them by majority. So Remeir holds rabbinically chayish in the miyuta. That rabbinically, we are worried about the minority. And therefore, we don't let her get married. Because a minority of women don't have children.
Another way of saying that you don't use Roy Lakula.
That you don't use Roy Lakula, correct. Zakt Rashi. Remei Rechayesh Lemiyuta. Beperik HaKol Shechtim. This is the Chulin. Gabe Kusim. It was a story about the Kusim. They found some Kusim that served Abed Zara. So Remei came along and said, every Kusi, you have to be afraid it's an Eved Avodah Zarah. We talk about majority of Kusim didn't do this. It's only a minority. Shegazar al kol Kusim shem oisim shematzul demusyayna bahadrizim vishtach mullah. There were a few that they found a form of a dove in Hargrizim that these Kusim had bowed down to. Dr. Mayer, all Kusim now have a cheskel soul. Why? We assume that they, we go by miyat. We're afraid of the miyat. So the male over here, we wouldn't let her get married. And for the Gemara, no. Now the Gemara is going to say a teretz. She's a very difficult teretz. And the Gemara is going to slug it up right away. I can even say that this Mishnah can go like Rabbana. Why? Ki asked the Rabbana basa ruba. Where does Rabbana go by rive? Ruba de isa, come on. There are two kinds of rive. I want to spend a moment on this. There's rives that are in front of your house, in front of your nose. For instance, 10 stores in the city, 9 selling kosher, 1 selling treif. You find a piece of meat on the street, rive says it came from a kosher store. Bethan, you have 23 in a room, 13 vote innocent, 10 vote guilty. The rive is right here, 13 versus 10. That's called a ruba de isa kaman. Then there are statistical rives. There's no rive. Most women have children. It's not like you have 100 women here and you know that this. It's a statistical rive based on nature. Most animals are kosher. Most children are not going to end up being a saurus and an islandess. It's statistical rives. That's called a ruba de lesser come up. Not something that we have in front of us. It's a general assumption. This assumption that a woman gives birth is a statistical rive. It is not that it's something in front of us where we have a majority versus a minority. It's statistical. So the Gemara wants to say that the Rabbanon also are chayshus lemiyat when it's a statistical rive. The Machlokes remain Rabbanon is, when it's not a statistical right, like the case of Har Gerizim, where there were a majority of Kustim, a minority of Kustim, and they didn't, Rameir was chayshish for the minority, and the Rabbanim were not chayshish for the minority. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. It's a very difficult answer, because, let's do the Gemara inside. Can I just read the Gemara?
9 and 1, the kosher stores, does it make any difference if the meat was closer to one store?
No, I really don't want to get involved. To Sugya Baba Basra, that's how Fahim is based.
What is it
say? We don't take Karev into account versus Rife. Christ says over there, it might be a Machlokes. That's really not for now. We learned Baba Basra. You know what I mean? We have to go back and class Baba Basra.
We?
I also have to class Baba Basra. That's the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Bill of Tamer Abach. He has the Rabbanan, Basra Ruba the Easter come on. Gigan, Teish Chanuyas. The 9 stores, or Sanhedrin, when you have a vote of Beth. Have a Ruben the less, and come on, Loyaz Rabban Abbas Ruben. This is problematic, because Tarsus asks, but Meir argues a Beth, when there's 13 to 10, he says you don't go by the 13? I mean, you're saying to them, Meir, Rabban only went by Ruben the Easter, come on, like Beth. What, Meir is Chayshus Lamiyad by Beth? This is a problem. What's that, Meir? So Tarsus says, the Gemara didn't mean these cases. These cases, Rameir also agrees. Other cases. The problem is the Achreinim have problem finding where Rameir disagrees. So anyway, the Gemara is going to fall off this terrace. But at this point, it's a difficult answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Teisha Chanuya is the Tanya Benimtza. If you find a piece of meat, Halach Acher Arayim. The Kiva the Chanuya is Lufineinu, all in front of us. When Arayim, Sheruba Machris Basashchuta, we see most of them sell kosher meat. The Tanya, just did that. The Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Mezakim, and Yud Alf Mechayvin, 12 to 11. The Kaival and the Zakai, however, Rav Mezakim, come on, they're in front of us. But let them come on, to God Hacha. The Nezel Basarayv, Narsim Shabbailam, I would think, you don't go Basarayv. So therefore, that's what the Gemara answers. So, Einochinami, our Mishnah doesn't go Basarayv. Everybody agrees you don't go Basarayv. Because even the Rabbanan don't go by statistical rhymes, they only go by rhymes that are in front of us. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. Again, a difficult answer, because it puts Rameir into a corner, that even by a Ruben the Easter come on, he doesn't say you go by rhymes, and it's not true by Bethel, he doesn't argue. Okay, something in my mind. The truth is, Rameir is only rabbinic, so maybe the Rabbanan only did it in certain cases, not in other cases. Something in my mind, but it's the Shver Teretz. Vary Kotten, Uktana. We had this case in Yavamas. Can a Ktana get Yibum? Can a Kotten do Yibum? Right. The Tanya. The Ruba the Lesser come on me. It's a statistical rive. The Yasser Rabban Abbas Ruba. The Tanya Kotten Uktana, the Chotem, Lemiyab, and Divir Rameir. Rameir says, no Chalitza, no Yibum, neither for a Kotten, nor for a Ktana. I'm a little Rameir Yafa, I'm a chain Holtim, Ishkim, the Parshish, Machim, Ishalish. Chalitza needs an adult. Elamata Memiyabim. Why can't a cotton or a katana do Yibum? I'm a lamb, cotton Shemayim to Sris. A cotton might end up being somebody who's not capable of having children. And katana Shematim to Islandis. Benimta, Paikim Bereva. It ended up being an HSAch. Hello? Go by Rive. Tertis Rameir is Chayshus Lemuta. And Rabbanon, Sarvi, Zubasa, Ruba, Diktanim. Rive Ktanim, Lav, Svisin, Inu. Rive Ktanim are not Svisim. Zubasa, Rive Ktanis. But Rive Ktanis, Lav, Island, is Inu. And that's the Ruba the Lesser, come on. And yes, we go by Ruba the Lesser, come on. So back to the Gemara here. Why don't we say most women give birth, and therefore assume that Leah had a child? Whether it's a boy or a girl makes no difference. Assume that Leah had a child and let Rachel get married. That's the Gemara discussion.
We have relations for
Again, no, but a child, you don't look for that. No, but we're trying to prove is the Rabbanan don't make a difference between a Ruben the Easter come on and a Ruben the Lesser come on.
Mayor's not patient.
Meir is. He says maybe the cotton will be a Swiss and the cotton will be an island. Meir is Chayshis Lemiyuta.
What do you know if it's a child?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Should be my belief. You're mixing two cases. We're proving the Drabbanan go by statistical rive by a case where there's a cotton that's a yavam, or a katana that's going to be a yavama, where a mayor says, do not allow yibum to her till she proves she's not an islander. And Drabbanan say, don't worry about it, she's not an islander. That's this case. We're moving this over to our case, where we have a question, did Leah have a child? Nothing to do with Sris and Ireland. As I'm saying, you're mixing two cases.
But
according to the Havmina, this is the Maskana. I mean, we're proving the drop on and hold. This is Tyson Kosh.
Yes, it's kind of important. The Torah says, you go, Bezdin has a 12 to 11, or and you go after the rope, right? This question you can ask on Remeir even at any stage in this whole thing, right? And the Torah says you go after the majority.
Again, without our Gemara, I would have said that Remeir and Rabbanan are only arguing by Reuben the Lesser come
on. Right, right.
But the Gemara came along and said, no, they're only arguing by Reuben the Issa come on. It's a set. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. So you mean something that we're going to...
You're all you're doing is repeating types of the scotch. I love that.
No.
That's what you're asking. You're asking how could the Gemara even consider that the Machlokes is by Reuben the Issa come on?
Right, and the answer...
Tyson has the kasha.
And the answer is...
It's a not so simple answer. As I said, it's a Shreya Gemara.
But did we come up with an answer to that?
No, I did not give an answer. Titus tries and answers, Achraim don't understand Titus' answer, so I didn't speak it out. Except the only answer you can give is the Remeir also goes about the Rive biblically. It's only rabbinically that he doesn't go by Rive. So he wouldn't maybe impose, the Gemara explains in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin explains, that even Remeir who doesn't go about the Rive lets you eat meat, even though the fact that you eat meat is based on the fact that most animals are kosher. We don't check 18 things in every animal to see if it's traits. There are 18 possible traits in animals. We don't check them. We check one, two.
Why is that?
We'll get that in a second. You go by Rive. So the Gemara proves that Remeir also Seibach on Rive when there's no option. So that could be the answer. That even the Havamina, that they're arguing by Reuben the Issa come on, it would only be in certain cases, not in other cases.
But
again, it's a Havamina, that's why I can't sit here and argue with you.
What I'm trying to say is, even by Bezdin, there is an option. Go to Humra.
Again, I'm just saying, you're asking Tyson Discussion. Great, I don't have an answer. You have a great question. It's Tyson's question. What's bothering you? Why can't Tyson answer your question? Is Tyson not allowed to answer your question?
Okay.
Why is what?
Why are they checking only one or two?
Because those are the ones that are common. So that's why the Rishayim said we should check for them.
And if you don't check any, you can't either, right?
I don't know the scriptures well enough. Biblically speaking, you don't have to check any. According to the Gemara, you don't have to check any. Rashi and Chulin said that we check the lung because it's a mutant, it's more shiach. So therefore we check for it. And I think today they checked the Beis HaKadosh also. To see if there's a hole.
And if they was cutting up the chicken,
Chicken would check nothing.
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 Is there a reason for that?
Why? I just told you, you go by Rive.
The
lung is a problem by animals. There's no lung problem by chicken. It happens to be that when they open the chicken and they look and they see something.
Do they look for anything?
No. I think they do, but that's only as the Chum Rav Alma. You don't have to. I think they do. What happens is in the assembly line, as it's done, the insides hang out, and one mashgiach looks at it quickly to see if there's any apparent problem. I guess, talking off the top of my head, I don't really know. That's what I think it would happen.
Right there,
I don't know if it's there or not. Nobody announces themselves. You were also there on Friday and Thursday. You didn't say a word. Right.
So why is there stories about in the old days, everybody would bring the chicken to the local...
Because they saw it.
Well, they only did it after they saw a problem.
Yeah. If you see a problem, you can't go by rhyme. No, but the women opened up the chicken and they saw something. They said, "Oh no, this is the Shiloh." This is the Shiloh. That's why they went to the Chidrav. Because they used to open it and kosher it. They used to do it themselves. Today it's mass produced. Okay, here we're going to go. You know what? Rabbi Herzog gives halachas here. You'll talk to him over here. What do you want?
Good question.
Talk to Gavai Weiter. Elam Chaver to Masis Rameyu, you're right. The Mishnah goes like Rameyu. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Amos, there's no Rashi. Maybe the lesser come on halacha, the nasal bus arrives on Shabbat. Okay. Frek to Gemara. The Mayu Kimta to Rameyu. So what did you say the Mishnah is talking about? You said it's going like Rameyer. So let's move to the next case in the Mishnah. Amos Eifa. Go to the next case. Haithullah Hamas. Right? Leah, Rachel, had a mother-in-law of childbearing age. And her father-in-law and mother-in-law were in a different country. And we don't know of any other son besides Reuven. Eina Chasheshes. She doesn't have to be afraid that maybe her mother-in-law had another boy.
Right.
Why not? And we explained in the Mishnah why not. Because, A, there's a minority of women that have miscarriages, and even if she had a baby, it might have been 50% a girl, and therefore, you don't have to be afraid that there's a yabam. That's how we explain the Mishnah. But we're going like Rameyer, because it's Lemiyuta. There's a me and a voice. Why aren't you Chayshus Lemiyuta? Zakti Gemara, Amai, Halach HaRev Nashim, V'Rev Nashim is Arbis V'Yoldus. Most women have babies. Miyut Mapilas, of few have miscarriages. The Chai Yoldus Maxis Chayim Maxis Nekevus. Smoich miyuta the mebila is the mechts in the kevus. Havulei scharem miyuta. That makes scharem a miyut. So without Rameyer, there's no problem. But you just said our miss is like Rameyer. If our miss is like Rameyer, the leichush. So why are we afraid? Again, if we miss the word and grab pun on, no problem. You go by majority. Majority of women do not have a boy. Therefore, majority of women do not have a boy. You don't have to worry about mother-in-law. But you just told me that we don't let this woman get married based on majority by the case of Tzara, because we're afraid of the minority. If you're afraid of the minority, so why aren't you afraid of the minority over there?
She has a boy.
Rashi. Ein beseifa, heisela chambas, ein de chasheshes. Amai. Nehi nami de scharem miyuta, granted that scharem are miyut, the miyut, right? But, miyuhalo hacha raiv nashim, the kivin de raiv nashim is abreis, lekele meimer be scharem miyuta de miyuta. Alechad miyuta. Rashi is trying to answer a question. Rameyer is not worried about a miyat of a miyat, a double miyat. So Rashi wants to point out this is not a double miyat. Most women give birth, some don't, and some give birth to girls. It's not a miyuta of a miyut. It's just a miyut. Right. And for the Gemara, what? And for the Gemara, Dilma Kiva the Igzika Lushok Leichayish. Now the Gemara introduces a whole new concept. And that is Chazakah. Remeyer is not Chayish Lemiyat versus a Chazakah. The Chazakah says the mother in law had no children. You want to change that based on a Miyat.
No other children.
You want to change that based on a Miyat. You don't, even Remeyer, who's afraid of Miyat, not when there's a Chazakah. Let me try to explain. When you have a child and you don't know whether the girl's an islandist or not, there's no Chazakah that she's not an islandist. We don't know. Terence is, Roy says she's not, Mia says she is. Remeyer is afraid of Miyuta. But you have a Kusi. We don't know whether he's an Ivanovitis or not. He has no Chazakah. Roy says he's not, Mia says he is. Remeyer is Chayshu Shlomiya. Here, you have a woman that didn't have another child. That was her status. You want to say that maybe she had a boy. 44% chance that she had a boy. The Chazakah says she didn't have a boy. You go by Chazakah. Chazakah is stronger than a fear of a miyat. That's what the Gemara says.
Chazakah of not going out pregnant.
Chazakah of having a status of not having children, other children.
Because she went when she left.
Well, she hadn't had a child. I don't care if she's pregnant. She hadn't had a child. If she's pregnant, then the Chazakah is not there. Zukt Rashi. No Rashi. Frek the Gemara. Now the Gemara misunderstands this answer. And the Gemara says, oh, Chazakah? So let's go back to the first case. Reuven left with Leah and left Rachel behind. The Chazakah was that Rachel needs Yibum. Now you hear that Reuven died. So he says, oh, maybe he had a child. Chazakah says he didn't have a child. Chazakah? So let's play, if you're going to use the Chazakah card, so then in the race, you let her have Yibum. Chazakah.
Status quo.
Again, till now, Chazakah was not a player. So Chazakah was not a player. We went from majority-minority. You just introduced a new player called Chazakah. Oh, Chazakah? That means Chazakah is strong? So fine. So Reuven left town. He had no children. Chazakah tells us he didn't have children. Now you're telling me maybe Leah had a child. Use Chazakah and allow Yibum. You use Chazakah and allow her to get married in the case of the mother-in-law. Use Chazakah and let her get Yibum in the case of the Tzara.
Is there a Miyuta that we're being questioned for there? How do we install that as Remeyer again?
We said Leah, right? We said Leah might have had a child. The Gemara has to go by Rav and let her get married without even Mechalitza. Because Rav that Leah had a child. That Leah had a child. And for the Gemara, going like Remeyer that's worried about Miyat. Now you just told me the Chazakah is it. You just pulled a new card called Chazakah. We didn't have the Chazakah card in our equation.
And this Chazakah is so strong that it'll go in face of a rogue?
That's the Gemara's answer. At this point, the Gemara understood. That's why I said, the Gemara misunderstood the answer. The Gemara understood the Chazakah is it. If Chazakah is it, so let this woman get married based on the Chazakah that her tzara had no child. That's how the Gemara understood it. Now, Baruch Maisha was Mechavim to the Gemara's final terrence. And when Chazakah is together with Rav, then we go by that. When Chazakah is with the Miyat, then we don't go connected to Rav.
But if there's
a
Shem Miyuta like Remeyer, then even...
No, again. Chazakah with a Rav Again, we'll see. That's the Gemara doing. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Rabbi Barabua, Reish said the Isra Karas Chashashu, Save for the Isra Lavoy Chashashu. A new Kiddush. When it's a question of Karas, then we say we have to worry about the fact she had a child. I, Chazaka, said she didn't. Listen, we're playing with Karas. When you're letting a woman get married without Yibum, worst case scenario, she's Yivam Lashuk. For a lav, we don't worry as much as by Karas. So by a lav, we go by Chazaka, and by Karas, we don't go by Chazaka. Yes. Amale Rav, Amichdi, Hadaraisa, Hadaraisa. Mali Yisra Karas, Mali Yisra Lav. Since when do you do that? And the Raisa is in the Raisa. What, all of a sudden, lav aren't so important? Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. The Yisra Karas, Chashashu, Shemin, Nisabra, Tsarasa. We put her chazaka. Mali isr lav. Meaning lamechesh l'safik isr lav. You don't have to worry about a lav keiched chashina l'safik isr karis. Hamidi disreik lav rachokin drabbanani. This is not a rabbinic thing. B'davar hamutter the name of the karis aver chachaka the lav loy aver chachaka. Rabbinic things you can tell me were more strict by karis. This is a safik. B'davar hamutter. Talk Hashem Yisur in the Raisa Mamash Kavod. We're worried about she's violating the Raisa. Elam Rava, so Rava gave the following answer. Reisha Chazaka Le'ibum. Let me explain this outside. Rava gives the following answer. Let's take the case of Reisha. Her Tzara left town. Reuven left town with Leah, left Rachel behind. Chazaka says that Leah had no children. Roiv says Leah did have children. Roiv is stronger than Miat and Chazaka, or as strong as Miat and Chazaka. We can't go by Chazaka against the majority. The majority says she had a child, so Chazaka says she didn't have a child. So head to head, Roiv against Chazaka. Either Roiv wins, or it's a best 50-50, and we can't let her have Yibum. Now, what happens in the second case? Chazaka said there was no Yibum. Roiv says there was no Yibum, because most births are not boys. So Chazaka says no Yibum, and Roiv says no Yibum. So you have two forces saying no Yibum. Roiv and Chazaka. Minority says it might have been a boy. Well, a minority against the Roiv and Chazaka, even Remeri doesn't go by that. In the first case, Chazaka says no Yibum, but Roiv says yes Yibum. So therefore, you can't go by Chazaka and throw away the Roiv. In the second case, Roiv says no Yibum, and Chazaka says no Yibum. That's called miyuta de miyuta. It's against the Roiv and against the Chazaka. And we're going to talk about this more in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. We're going to do this teretz inside tomorrow.